A woman says that she remembers every single day of her life from birth.
From 12 days old.
Isn't that a lot to remember? 27-year-old Rebecca suffers from a rare condition called highly superior autobiographical memory, which sounds made up, but it gives her an extraordinary memory. The condition allows Rebecca to recall the smallest details of every day of her life, including what she wore, what she ate, and even the weather forecast for that day. So she's like, oh yeah, June 2nd back in 1999, it was sunny, but it was cold though. It was a weird sunny cold day.
Weird.
Here's my thing though. Rebecca can also recite all the Harry Potter books pretty much word for word, which is amazing. She remembers the gifts she received for her first birthday. She says her mom dressed her in kind of an itchy satin dress that day. She got a Minnie Mouse plush toy that terrified her, she added.
Oh my gosh.
I could not word this. All I could do was cry and push it away whenever I saw it.
Oh my gosh, she remembers that. So
okay. I almost want to call BS, first of all, but
no.
let's assume this is real.
It's real.
And you can remember those things. Joe wants to know, 317-239-1009, Joe and Alex Show, Twitter and Instagram. Would you want to have that kind of super memory, whatever she has?
Yes.
You would.
I think that is so interesting to like remember things as a baby. And I always wonder whenever I'm like around babies, like what they're thinking. So like she could recognize that she was feeling feelings of fear and stuff. She knew as a baby, I can't how do I tell them? I don't like this Mickey Mouse toy. Like that is so fascinating to me. The earliest memories that I have are 3 years old. I can remember several memories from three.
What do you remember? Because I'm trying to think of my earliest memory and I don't know what it is.
I remember the night my little brother was being born. He's 3 years younger than me. Obviously. So I was dropped off at a neighbor's house and I was pissed because my mom and dad didn't let me go to the hospital with them. I had to stay at this lady's house. And I remember her I was sitting on her lap and I was crying. And she said, you're going to have a baby brother. And I said, I don't want a baby brother. I want a baby sister. And I'm mad that my mom left me here. I was crying about that. I remember wearing a Mickey Mouse dress, lots of Mickey Mouse memories, and I wanted to cut a hole in it with scissors. We were doing crafts at home.
Why?
With my mom. I just thought, what will happen if I cut my dress? Like, it was like, what will happen? And so I cut it with the scissors and I put a hole in there, and then my mom was like, Alexandra, why did you just cut a hole in your dress? And I was just like, I don't know. I just wanted to know. I just wanted to see what would happen. I remember that distinctly.
Now, here's why I say this could be a superpower or it could be a total curse, and the curse angle is, what if you have a bad memory?
Well, of course, that would suck.
Or you had a bad experience.
But don't bad memories and experiences stick out in your life anyway?
Sometimes, but like I have some good memories. I wish I could remember more of the details. Like I know I've been on some amazing vacations and I've got to do some great things with my job. I've had some incredible experiences that I've been afforded by that. But I don't remember all those. But I also know I don't want to have a photographic memory like this girl does, one of 80 people alive in the world that can remember every
photographic memory or a pornographic memory.
Well, let's say it was a bad porno. Like, let's say something bad happened and she's like, is that it?
I had a math teacher.
I
had a math teacher in middle school who would always say, I got a pornographic memory. I mean, photographic memory.
Did that teacher get arrested for trying to sleep with students?
Because
no. It sounds like they would.
He just was he was always making that joke.
Say a math teacher or a meth teacher?
Math. What was your earliest memory?
Oh, my gosh. I don't even know. Producer Marquette, try to think of yours, too, while I stall.
I barely remember what I did last week.
I was going to say,
I have a horrible memory, so I would definitely take that superpower.
Like, I remember.
Do you remember, 6 years old, 5 years old?
How old are you in kindergarten?
Six.
I definitely remember that. I'm trying to go back. Like, I remember, my grandma giving me, a Mickey Mouse fishing pole, a little, two or three foot, little kid fishing pole.
That's cute.
At her house, but that's about all that I really remember.
I even remember being four, too, because I started reading when I was four. I remember that.
Young Alex starting out. Would you, producer MYK, would you want to have this cool, I guess, condition, this superpower?
I just said I would. Yes, I would take it because I don't remember what I did last week.
You would want it. Okay. See, I'm usually trying to be the optimist here on the show. I would not want it.
I can remember what I wore.
No, thank you.
For the first day of school every single year of my life. For all my school years, I remember what I wore the first day.
Was it the
and
same?
And the last day.
Same thing?
Was it the same thing? This is my first day
homemade
of school outfit.
Sweater.
No, it was always different. I'm a girl. Hello. We like to be all fashionable and stuff. But yeah, it was always a different thing.